Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. I am apologizing for being a little late. My computer decided to go on a merry goose chase of a reboot. So I will text Mark so he can join us. And welcome to Access Astrology. Heather's not going to be here tonight. And I almost wasn't because we're having computer things here in the house. I don't know what was going on with the internet, but I got it to manage to get it to reboot, so that was good. And I will send I'll send him a note. So hopefully he joins us. All right. On Blog Talk. Okay. So welcome, welcome. We are having a forward motion, full steam ahead week. We have a couple of planets changing signs, three actually. Mars is going into Virgo. Mercury is changing into Leo. And Pallas Athena, who is an asteroid, is changing into Virgo. There is a huge finger of God in the sky, fated events, with Mars and Athena being the apex of the finger and Venus moving into it now as we approach this week. We also have a lot of planets making aspects to the nodes of fate. Next week, the nodes of fate are shifting from Taurus and Scorpio into Aries and Libra. And when they do that shift, we have this whole kind of forward motion energy of a change. So the Taurus Scorpio is very much all the changes this last year and a half that we've been going through in terms of releasing things and saying, okay, I'm done with that, okay, I'm done with this. And as these nodes get activated this week, Mars and Pallas Athena trining the North Node, Moon's on the North Node, Mercury is squaring the nodes. It's in what we call the bends, opposite Pluto. So the charts are asking us to make choices. The sky is asking us to make choices about how we're going to proceed. And then at the end of the week, Venus moves into this finger of God with Neptune and Pluto. So there's a very, very focused energy of choice. It is a big week for departures. I mean, people leaving because the nodes are in the sign of death, and people that just aren't going into the next chapter are like, okay, I'm tired, I got to go now. And it doesn't have to be physically dying, but it can be ending relationships or shifting focus because the planets are encouraging us to go towards what we want to create. We also have a lovely Sun-Uranus sextile this week. And, of course, Uranus is in Taurus for 8 years. So that's kind of big. And so as the Sun comes along to aspect it, Uranus in Taurus is now in the Capricorn decan, which is let's build the solid rocks, let's build the direction, let's build the future. So there's a very strong energy around building the future and moving forward. What does that future look like? And with fingers of God, we always get choices or we get directed or people show up and knock on our door. Tomorrow, when the nodes are activated with Mercury and Athena and Virgo trining them, or Mars and Virgo trining them and Mercury squaring them when he goes into Leo in a couple of days, there's this very forward motion energy around how do we make these choices. Of course, when Mercury shifts out of Cancer into Leo, it's technically in its detriment. And when we think of a detrimental planet, it often means that what is this planet's purpose? So the whole idea of Mercury is communication. And when it's in Leo, it wants to communicate about you or whoever the Sun is in the room. Okay, let me tell you about myself. Okay, enough about me. Let me tell me why you, right? So there's a very invitation energy to talk about why you like me or how you like me. But in this particular case, because Mercury is squaring the nodes, it's also asking you to listen to whatever that heart path is that you're working with, that you're working on in this lifetime. And your Sun is what you're here to learn how to do, develop, and be. So it's got a real forward motion energy inviting us into new directions. And when Mercury's in Leo, he speaks for the Sun. He speaks for what your heart wants. And as he squares the nodes, he says, you have to make a choice. Do you want to go to the south node, into the swamp, back into Scorpio's realm? Haven't you done the psychological work you need? Don't you want to go towards the north node in Taurus, towards the growth, towards the expansion, towards the springtime? And, of course, Jupiter's over there inviting us to grow in the direction of the north node. And the moon is there in Taurus, so he's inviting us to go and grow. Moon hits that north node for the last time in Taurus for 19 years, right? Because it's shifting. It's not going to be there again in Taurus for another 19 years. So this is a huge change. So think back to what was going on in 2004, what was going on in 1985. There were shifts in the direction of your life back to 1966. Changes. So in 66 was a big shift. I mean, I know big shifts in my own life in those years, and we're all having this big shift, but we're shifting towards what the direction is we want to go. And as the nodes shift next week into Aries, they're going to be answering to a Virgo moon, Virgo Mars, rather. And Virgo Mars is the to-do list Mars. It's the one that gets all this stuff accomplished in a very short period of time. It has a big list, and it goes, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, let me get all this done. So it's a very go-forward energy. And so the sky is full of going forward and full of choices. And with Pallas Athena in Virgo, she's the legal system, the justice system, and says, okay, what's right and wrong? What's the just thing to do? What's the fair thing to do? So last week when we had the equal admissions stuff change, the different ways of admitting students of different groups, and the Supreme Court said merit-based, and then immediately some groups sued Harvard and said, hey, merit-based, and that's the legacies. Those people aren't merit-based. They're getting in because of their parents. They're getting in because their family member went to Harvard. And Harvard, apparently 45% of the freshman class is legacy kids. So your parents went there, and you get to go there because they went there. And so they're saying, hey, if it's really merit-based, they shouldn't be there. I mean, with George Bush, his grandfather went to Yale, his dad went to Yale, his uncle went to Yale. He was a member of Skull and Bones. They all were members of Skull and Bones, although you're not supposed to know that, but I know people that were in Skull and Bones with them. And I don't know that George, the president number two, would have made it into Yale with his grades. But he got in because of Grandpa, who was a senator, and Dad, who was a CIA director and the vice president, right? So, I mean, he wasn't a vice president then, but he was legacy. So we're being asked to look at the value of the merit. We're being asked to understand the reasons why we make the decisions we do. We're being asked to look at the process. You know, we've got UPS threatening to go out on strike. That's Mars and Virgo, people that drive and deliver things to us that we order online, and in striking for different benefits for wages. So we see the whole world making choices about what position they're going to take. We see the writers out on strike in Hollywood. So there's an energy of looking at your vision, looking at your life, and saying, this is the life I want to follow. This is the vision I want to take. And how do I get there? You know, what do I need to do that? So this week is big, because there's a lot of invitations. It is the last week before the nodes shift. And when they change, it's big hoo-ha. And they're leaving fixed, and they're moving into action. And whenever that shift happens, whenever planets change signs, it's disruptive, because they're moving from one modality of behaving into a new mode of behaving. And so they're much more intense. They're much more passionate. They're much more focused. They have this passionate component to them. And so as we go into this week, we know we have a lot of passion, a lot of wild stuff. As Venus is getting ready, you know, she's in her retrograde pause. She's moving very slowly. She's entered her shadow a couple weeks ago, but she's moving really slowly as she heads towards her station in a couple of weeks. And so she is going to be the apex of this finger of God for a while. And Venus in Leo says, what's your heart's passion? And you know when you're living your heart's passion, you're happy. it's the times when things fly and suddenly you go, wow, like 3 hours just passed. How did that go so fast? And that's because you're living in the heart space. So this week it's all about the heart space. What direction do you want to take your heart space in? What's calling you? Why is it calling you in that direction? And what does it feel like when you go that way? So we're going to watch for that, and we're going to watch for Mercury. We're going to watch for this big configuration in the sky that says fated choices, fated choice, kind of like a railroad crossing. You know, the lights are coming down, ding, 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 ding. You know the train's coming. You know there's a train, you know, you're going to try and run the gate. You're going to sit and wait and think about what's coming. Choices, choices, choices. Make them wisely. Make them kindly. Make them with clarity of vision. And with that, I will take a caller. I did send an email to Mark, but I haven't seen him pop in, so I will pull up a caller here. Hi, 620404. You're on the air. How can I help? It's only me tonight.
Oh, hello. I am excited about change, but I am wondering what area of my chart to be looking for it or to be thinking about. So I'm a 10-27-67.
10-27-19-67, okay.
67, mm-hmm. At 6:04 a.m.
6:04.
In Evanston, Illinois. Evanston.
Evanston or Evansville?
Yes, Evanston. E-V-A-N-S-T-O-N.
Okay, because there's a Ville in there, too. I could just pull the Ville up. We can do the ton. Okay. So we have, and that's in there, too. We have October 27-1967, 6:04 in the morning in Evanston, T-O-N, Illinois. All right, and so your question is, where are the changes coming in your chart? That was the, or what was the question?
Yeah, change is very hard for me, and I don't know, I think, I say hard, I'm just very slow and steady. It takes me a long time to make a change, and so I tend to be afraid of it or worried about it or too much, and what should I do, should I not do, and so I'm wondering if there's any clues to, I feel changes, but I don't know when they're coming or, you know, or when to make them come, when it's up to me to make them come, you know, the things.
Well, you're having what we call a nodal return, which happens, like now, you know, because you're born on an eclipse, right, as a Scorpio, and you're born on the south node. So a lot of times Scorpios, you have Mercury in Scorpio, Neptune in Scorpio, your moon's in Leo. Those are fixed planets. They don't like to change. And so emotionally, change makes you anxious. But the nodes are you're having a nodal return, similar to the way you did at age 19 and the way you did at age 38. And it's in the house of you and your relationships to other people. So you've already been having changes going through there. The nodes have been going through first and seven for a while, and they're going to be in there for another year or so. Another nine, ten months in there. But as the nodes return, which they're going to do in July, it often is a new invitation, a new entry point, a new suggestion of where you want to go. And you're also having Mars today and Pallas Athena. You're having your Pallas Athena return in a couple of days, too. The Virgo planets are the planets that worry about it. And you have Jupiter, Athena, Venus, Pluto, Uranus, and Ceres all in Virgo. So Mars is going to be going through those planets. That's in the house of your groups, the house of your money from your career. If you have an older sibling, the older sibling, what are your hopes and dreams? So you've got a lot of activation in the house of hopes and dreams through new people coming in or old people leaving. So the chart, you know, because when the nodes are running through first and seven, it's kind of like Grand Central Station. Your chart's busy, new people coming. And it can be things like your doctor's retiring or your friend's retiring and moving away. It can be stuff like that. It doesn't have to be sad, but it also invites you to go forward. And so if you think back to when you were 19 and when you were 38, when you had the nodes return the last time, you're having that again. So the year or so before and the year or so after would have been major shifts for you. Now, 17 and a half looks like it might have been a little difficult because you do have Venus in Virgo at 17 and a half. But once you got past the anxiety or the trepidation and trust the process, that's helpful. You also have what we call a finger of God or a Yod, Y-O-D, Yod, with your North Node and your Neptune. So I would say one of the ways you can help this is to do some meditation because Neptune's on your Chiron. So it's also a good time to get health things in order because you also are having your Chiron return. So it's a good time for health things in order, good times for thinking about the vision of your life, reflecting back on the changes that you went through. Because when the nodal return happens, it kind of course corrects us. But you're starting a new two-year cycle now with Mars on your Jupiter, and you're having your Athena return, and she's a four-year cycle. So this is a big, this next couple weeks is a big deal. Plus, we have the Sun-Venus conjunction that's going to be at 20 in Leo. That's going to be August 13th, and that's going to trine your descendant and sextile your ascendant. So that often is new people coming in or new hopes and dreams arriving. So we'll see where that shows up. So you're really ripe for a lot of change. And I think it's really about trusting the process and following your heart. Because for you, the sun rules your vocation, your calling, your direction, and the moon rules your purpose. So when you live in your heart space, the moon's the highest planet in your chart, when you're living in your heart space, the chart really can work very well for you. When you're living in a place of anxiety and fear, that can kind of paralyze you. Does that make sense? Did I lose you?
Mm-hmm.
You're still there?
I do. I feel like I'm learning a lot about myself lately in the past year or two. So that sounds like what's happening, but I still don't know, like, okay, so do I take action? Does action come to me? Do I, you know, so I do a lot of that worrying back and forth, maybe the Virgo planets, I don't know, but I, like, when do I wait? When do I act? But meditate sounds good because that sounds safe but also enjoyable and, you know.
Yeah, and it can help the Virgo planets calm down. And also with the Virgo planets, what you want to do is say to them, what's the plan? Because if you get them planning, then they're good. And they go, well, don't forget the batteries and don't forget the flashlight and don't forget the bug spray. They'll give you a whole list of things to do. And that is always very helpful for you, writing the plan down or writing the ideas down. That helps the Virgo planets not worry because it gives them a job. So you have to give those Virgo planets a job, and you have a lot of them. So the more jobs you give them and say, are you finished with that? Okay, here's another job. Here's a whole pile of work for you to do. And let them figure out how to organize it. Then they're very happy because they feel you're listening to them. Because when you're not listening to them, that's when they go, did you know about this? Did you think about that? Are you sure about this? Are you sure about that? And you want to kind of go, calm down. Let's make a plan. And then give me a backup plan, and we'll be good. And then the Virgo planets feel like they served a purpose because they've warned you and they've made you worry. But then they tell you how they can solve it. And that is the gift of the Virgo planets, is they do know how to solve the problems they're pointing out. They just want you to listen to them. And with your sun on the south node, sometimes your chart doesn't listen to them. Mm-hmm. Or other people say, well, you know, you should be afraid of this. And you're like, oh, should I listen to them? And I'm like, no, listen to the Virgo planets and meditate so they can you can hear them clearly, because then they can talk to you. It's kind of like calming the gerbil wheel of your brain, right?
That sounds good.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Well, have a good one. And the nodal return is like in 2 weeks, so let's see who shows up. You got new people coming in. Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
All right.
So
we're gonna hang up. And Mark didn't make it back. Didn't make it in. I didn't make it in because of excitement here in the computer desk. All good. So we'll be back next week. Heather will be back. I'll be back. Mark will be back, and we'll go forward. In this meantime, have a great week. And remember, this is Access Astrology, where three astrologers who love their work, me, Mark, and Heather, meet, except everybody's been busy and my computer was broken. So next week we meet again, and we'll see you right here. Same time, same place. Bye.